Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Also joined this afternoon by the one and only Graham Biss. Good afternoon, Graham.
Good afternoon.
The driving force and main man behind the Royal Isle of Wight County Show 2022, which was the weekend before last. You still seem to have a bit of a suntan.
Yeah, we were blessed with really good weather.
We were. Now, I'm not buttering up, but we had a brilliant time at Vectis Radio there. It went so well. Loads of people interested, and we'd put the whole of our schedule for both those days over to being live from the county show between 10 and 4. So all of our presenters said how great it was. And as you say, we were blessed with great weather, weren't we?
Yeah, we were. And thank you for joining us, because that's what it's about. You know, we're the county show, but we're simply a platform for yourselves and other people to come and show off what the island has got to offer.
It did in a great deal of detail as well, because you not only had the Royal Air Force, the Queen's Colour Squadron, doing their thing, but there were animals everywhere.
Yeah, very lucky. We've been well supported by not just the livestock sector, but all types of shapes and sizes of animals. Mm. That's the heart of our show. We want to promote everything which is good about the island, but right at the heart is our animals, our livestock, and our country pursuits.
Yes, indeed. Just to give you a flavour, ladies and gentlemen, there's milking demonstrations, there are some ever so cute tiny donkeys and cows and all sorts there, and horses by the zillion.
Yeah. Yeah, and don't forget the sheep being sheared as well.
Sheep shearing, yes. There was so much going on animal-wise there. And it was one of the things we did remark on from our point of view, which was we had quite a good vantage point where people were coming in, was very dog-friendly.
Absolutely. We had a new lead for the dog arena this year, the dog show. And I think they were overwhelmed by the number of dogs which entered and the number of dogs attending the show, which is great, because that's all part of what the show is about.
We're just talking about everyday pet dogs. Loads and loads of people brought their pet dogs, and it's a nice thing to do if you can go to a show with your animals as well. And they all seem well behaved. Good atmosphere too, don't you think?
Yes, no, I absolutely agree with you. I think combination of really good show weather, nice and bright, but not too hot. I hate to mention the word COVID, but I think that's a factor as well. I think people were just glad to be out in a safe environment with plenty of space. And I think we're all just keen to resume some form of normality.
Indeed. I think that's part of the thing behind it, because it seemed very, very busy to me. But also, we were chatting about this off air, is getting there without getting too stressed, and the traffic management this year was a bit different.
It was different. Something which we implemented very late in 2019, and we had some teething problems, but we felt it would work. So we went back and revisited the plans and radically changed how people came into the showground. For instance, came in from the bottom rather than the side. Mm-hmm. And I think with support from our various partners, huge success. People were telling me, well, we've queued all the way from St. Mary's, but we've kept moving. And I think one has to expect on a show of our size that you are going to queue. But I think if the wheels keep moving and you feel you're actually making progress, people are much more comfortable. And I think then that reflects when they come into the show. That they haven't been stressed or frustrated by unable to move. And I think people just came in with a much more relaxed approach.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think because you'd move the entrance for most vehicles to Stag Lane, and then you've already got the existing traffic lights there which control the traffic properly, you didn't have those queues building up on the busy Newport Cowles Road so much.
Absolutely. And I think we were also pleased, because if someone was trying to just go about their normal daily life, we weren't affecting them too much, because they weren't having to queue all the way to the showground and back again.
Yeah.
So I think it's a win-win situation. Yeah. And a great tribute to our supporters, our partners, our volunteers who man the traffic management and also the car park, because they made it happen. So very grateful.
I have to say, from our own point of view, having the trader's car park so close to the trade area was also a blessing, because sometimes you get, oh heck, I've forgotten that, I'll have to go back and get it, and it wasn't that far away after all, so that was...
So the 3 years to reflect on 2019, which was a very successful show, but lots to learn. We were lucky we had the country fair, which allowed us to test some things on a much smaller scale, and we could bring forward those learnings, and hopefully it did make an impact this year.
And I was just talking from our point of view, are the other people who were there equally pleased with what went on? I know you've done some feedback research.
We constantly ask people for feedback, because whether it's a good show or not so good show, you can always learn an awful lot. The general consensus has been really, really positive, so we're pleased. Because why do we put the show on? We put the show on, yes, to promote the island, but also to support local businesses and local enterprise. And the feedback we've had from our partners, very positive. And I think that's hugely important for the volunteers, all of us volunteers, because that's what we do it for.
So I think
really pleased with the feedback. We're not at all complacent. Lots of things we can improve, but I think we're starting from a fairly good base.
I think you're starting from a very high point. Improvement's actually going to be harder than it would be if you were starting from a low base, to be honest. But no, very good. We had a great time. And just a quick question. Do you circulate this information about the county show off-island as well? So do we hope to attract visitors to the island with it?
Well, that's a really good question. Interestingly, historically, we've always been about a 75-25 split for islanders. When you think we have 140,000 people on the island, there's still a lot of islanders who don't attend our show.
Yeah.
So very logically, we've always focused there. But I think going forward, now I think the show is a good representation of the island. I think next year our focus will shift a little bit to say to people on the mainland, look, come for the day, come and have a look at all the great things which are on offer here on the Isle of Wight, both from food, from craft, to livestock, all of it. And we're hugely proud of what exists at the show. And also being very early in the tourism year, it'd be great for them to come over and have a slice of Isle of Wight POC and then hopefully come back for a longer period later in the year. So I think next year our focus will probably move a little bit more to the mainland.
I was thinking, because it's actually very easy to get to from the mainland for a day trip. You don't have to bring a car at all.
No, you're right. And the visitors who come from the mainland, all of them go, I know they go away rejoicing about the show and the island. And what better way than promote the island than the county show?
So we're definitely having another one next year?
Yes. Obviously, I'm just a very, very small piece in a much bigger jigsaw. But I think the committee, and I hope they're very pleased with what they've achieved. We've still got to have a wash-up meeting, so I'm not going to preempt the feedback. But I would like to think we'll be back next year. One day or 2 days, we'll definitely. And I think it will be the first week in July for a number of reasons. I think we probably need to have a bit of a break between us and the Isle of Wight Festival. There was only 1 week this year. And I think you said to me earlier that being actively involved with both is quite a demand.
It was for someone of my age. It certainly was,
and I'm my age. So I think to have another week between us and the festival makes a lot of sense.
Josie, you had a question about next year's festival for Graham.
Do you get to feed baby animals? Bottle feeding baby animals?
Yes, you do. We try wherever we can across all of the livestock areas for people to come in, actually actively get involved. So whether it's feeding them, whether it's herding them, whether it's leading them, whether it's just patting them, where we can, we encourage people to come in and really get involved rather than just stand on the sidelines.
Yeah.
So, yes, something we encourage.
That's good. Yeah, and then, as I say, next year we're looking forward if you're happening, and we'd love to be involved again.
Well, we can't do it without you, so you're stuck with us.
No, I'm very happy to come to that. It was the first outing for our new mobile studio, and which worked very well. We'll be happy to come again next year.
Good. Well, in that case, you're already pinned in. there's a few. It's nice as we've built. We've gone on this journey to re-establish the show. Along the way, we've picked up partners and friends and people who it seems to work. And you're one of our key partners. So thank you.
And if there's anything else we can help to promote it earlier in the year, later this year, whatever, please always come back and ask. We're very happy to help.
Of course, we will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Graham. And thank you, Josie.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.